And welcome to the very first episode of the Piano Pedagogy Playlist. My name is Luke Bartolomeo, and I'm a pianist, teacher, and a developer of music education apps. Every Monday, I'll be playing for you a curated selection of contemporary pieces geared towards developing pianists. So whether you're a veteran teacher or a curious student, this is your place to encounter the piano music of living composers. The composer I'm going to be featuring today is Martha Hill Duncan. Now, Miss Duncan is a Canadian composer. She's known for writing very lyrical, tuneful pieces for the piano that are very accessible to students and audiences alike, very expressive pieces. And you can hear influences of both contemporary as well as classical music in her compositions. I've chosen a collection today entitled Cottage Days. And I've picked this collection because it's kind of evocative, the pieces are, of how I tend to feel as summer is winding to a close. You know, it's August, it's oppressively hot, everything's moving slowly. We still have a few weeks of vacation to hold on to, but we know that return to the routine is not that far off in the future. The first piece I've chosen to play for you today from this collection is a piece called Water Lilies. I really like how the ending of that piece just kind of sneaks up on you. It's over before you even realize it. Moving on from that lovely piece, we're next going to hear a piece called Sandcastles. Out of the three that I'm playing today, this is the most joyous of the three. This is a very simple piece, straightforward, no whiff of melancholy here. This is just summing up the joys of a day at the beach. Thank you. Moving on to the last of the three pieces today. This one is called August Moon. This piece is not at all technically difficult, but it's more complex in some ways. First of all, the notation, it's on three staves, so students are going to freak out if they hadn't seen that before, but it's a good introduction for them. Also, the top staff repeats the same three-note figure. It's the left hand crossing over top into the treble clef, but it's always the same three notes. So really, even though it's notated on three staves, you can pretty much just memorize that figure and you know what it is every time. The piece consists of basically two verses. So there's a first verse that starts out in C minor, and then the second verse is almost identical, but it starts out in E flat major, same melody, kind of drifts back into C minor. But then the ending on the final chord, it ends optimistically back in E flat major. For me, that sliding back into E flat major, that nice little suspension on the final chord, it's kind of a resignation that, yes, we're sad summer is coming to an end, but we're going to make the best of the upcoming school year or whatever return to the routine that we have waiting for us in September. So those were the three pieces I chose from this collection by Martha Hill Duncan. The collection's called Cottage Days, and the three pieces I played for you were Water Lilies, Sandcastles, and August Moon. There are 10 pieces in total in the collection. They range in difficulty from beginner, late beginner level, I would say, up through early intermediate level. Ms. Duncan is part of the composers collective called Red Leaf Piano Works. They do really interesting things. I will link to their website, and we'll be hearing more music from them in the future as well. You can purchase downloads, digital downloads of the individual pieces in the book. You can purchase the entire collection. You can also get a studio license, which of course allows you to use as many copies as you need to for your own personal studio. There'll be links in the description or on our website, which is pianopedagogyplaylist.com. And that will lead you to where you can purchase these either as hard copies or digital downloads. And just like that, it's time to close the lid on this inaugural episode of the Piano Pedagogy Playlist. I'll look forward to next Monday when we'll dig into some more contemporary repertoire for today's piano students. Keep nurturing the music. Have a great week.